Lotus Eleger's Greek launch. Electrifying SUV arrives early. Lotus, the vanguard of British automotive ingenuity, charts a bold course into unexplored territory with the debut of the Lotus Eletre. This venture marks a radical departure from Lotus's storied sports car heritage, signaling its foray into the electric SUV frontier. A testament to its electric vehicle initiative, the Eleger's arrival in Greece signaled a bold step in its global electric vehicle ambitions. Previously earmarked for a summer 2024 unveiling on Greek shores, the Eletre now gearing up for an earlier showcase. News Auto announced the SUV's imminent February arrival. This news sends ripples of anticipation through the ranks of Lotus loyalists and sports car enthusiasts. The Eletre lineup includes three distinct versions, Eletre, Eletre S, and Eletre R, each flaunting all-wheel drive prowess. The standard Eletre model flexes with 600 horsepower, a blistering 0 to 100 km per hour in 4.5 seconds, and a top speed of 258 km per hour. Its robust 112 kWh battery promises a staggering 600 km range, defying expectations in electric mobility. The Eletre R stands as a titan with 900 horsepower and 1,335 Nm of torque. This model boasts a jaw-dropping 2.95 second sprint to 100 km per hour and a range of 490 km while offering brute force with the finesse of luxury. The anticipated pricing strategy is set to start slightly above €100,000. Such a strategy could herald a triumphant return for Lotus in Greece, capturing the hearts of those who cherish luxury, exhilarating speed, and eco-conscious driving. The Eletre's accelerated landing in Greece transcends conventional vehicle launches. It symbolizes a seismic shift in the electric vehicle domain, spotlighting Lotus's unwavering commitment to innovation and automotive supremacy. As the Eletre prepares to grace the historic Greek roads, it redefines the electric luxury SUV segment, blending adrenaline-fueled performance with opulent comfort and a nod to greener futures. Don't miss, EV incentive cut triggers 23% plunge in German car sales.